The only proof is in the experience, right? Thinking about it isn't the same as doing it. Doing it is what proves it. How many in here have felt lost and felt so down and felt so trapped you didn't think you could ever, ever, ever possibly get up and go a different direction, and all of a sudden, inner eyes open? New eyes. New eyes. Reflect on that moment. Give thanks for that moment. Go back to that moment. Mind that moment for the strength and the power that's in there, and you will never turn around and go the other direction again. We lose our momentum because we don't pay attention. We don't pay attention to the miracles that everywhere surround us, which takes us to that third day, which is called to the light. This is my favorite one. I love this. I think God's a warrior. God's lots of things. God's a gardener. God's lots of things. But I'll tell you, he is one son of a gun of a warrior, and he is not going to let you be kidnapped. There is no mistake of the past. There is no crime of the past. There is no failure of the past. There is no genetic material. There is nothing that can keep God from you. There is nothing strong enough to keep God away from you. We were talking about this in group one night, and we had a fairly excitable guy. He's a lot more excitable than I was. We were going on about God coming after you. God ain't going to let you go. God's never going to get you out of his hand. He just all of a sudden hollered out, God is the meanest dog in the junkyard. I said, boy, that says it pretty good. There isn't nothing meaner than God. Not when he's coming after his beloved. There just isn't. And I think, I find God comes to us, of course, lots of different ways. God will come into you sitting all alone on top of a mountain. God will whisper to your soul when you are by yourself on retreat or on an ocean. But God also so powerfully comes to us through one another.